Here's your host, Doug Hesse.
Our guest today is Dick Forrester. Dick is a leader of a new project at Lake Oconee Presbyterian Church. It's called Sheds of Hope. Dick, welcome.
Thank you, Doug. It's great to be here.
Sheds of Hope. I've never heard of it before. Tell us more.
Well, Sheds of Hope is a project that's sponsored by the Mission to North America Disaster Response, which is our denomination's way of providing help following disasters. The sheds are actually an 8x8 wooden shed that we build in kit form, and then we load them and either take them to the disaster site or to the MNA Disaster Response Warehouse in Rome, Georgia.
Why do these folks need this after a disaster?
Well, in a disaster such as the recent tornadoes, people's homes are often totally destroyed, and you know, they have to find a place to live, often with relatives or in a hotel, and although they may be able to salvage their family possessions and heirlooms and memorabilia, the challenge is where to put them. So our Sheds of Hope provide that opportunity to store and help people retain the parts of their lives that are dear and meaningful to them.
So we've had two major disasters in the last month in Georgia, both at Albany and at Adel. Are you building these sheds for those folks?
Yes, we are. We have two shed kits that we have completed building. We've loaded them on our transport, and we're waiting for word from the disaster site when they'll be ready to receive the kits. They've got to get some trees and power lines out of the way first.
And so you're taking them through Albany. Do you have a church down there that coordinates all this?
Right. We work through the local church or a local church, and they provide logistical support, and we provide the shed kits, and the volunteers then will take to the actual site and construct.
So as a small shed, it seemed to me like you couldn't put a lot of stuff in there. Is it safe? Is it waterproof?
These sheds were really well built. The guys on the team said if you have a big windstorm coming, get in the shed because it's the strongest building around. So they're well built, they're secure, and they've been very well received at other disaster sites.
If you've just joined us, this is Doug Hesse. Our guest today is Dick Forrester. He is the leader of a project at the Lake Oconee Presbyterian Church called Sheds of Hope. What is actually inside this shed that you might take and deliver to folks down in Albany?
Well, among the other, there are some other things that we do to support disaster response, such as flood buckets and hygiene kits. A flood bucket is a 5-gallon bucket that contains cleaning items that people can use to begin to clean up their house if they still have a house. And then the hygiene kit is things like soap, toothpaste, toothbrush, combs, washcloth that they can use to maintain their personal hygiene.
So why did Lake Oconee Presbyterian Church decide to get involved in this MNA disaster relief program?
Lake Oconee Presbyterian Church has always been a very active and robust supporter of missions both in the United States and worldwide. The MNA disaster response is an addition to that ministry. The biggest reason for being involved is that the program's about people. It's to help people know that they're cared for and that we can help them get their lives back together and show them the love of Christ through our effort. The shed is a bridge, provides a bridge, not so much for us because we live a few hundred miles away, but it enables the local church, and that's why we work through the local churches, to develop relationships with people and help them over the long term as they recover from the disaster.
Sounds like a fabulous program. Tell us, how do we learn about the organization, and do you have to be a Presbyterian to be a volunteer?
Well, we're very excited about it. No, you don't have to be a Presbyterian, although we welcome everyone to consider joining our church. We can take people of all ages. The oldest member of our team is 92 years old. We have several ladies on the team also.
And your phone number?
706-484-0600. And that's Lake Oconee Presbyterian Church on Scott Road here in Eatonton.
You've been listening to Lake Oconee Charities Today. This is Doug Hesse thanking Dick Forrester, and thank you for listening, and God bless.
You can hear Community Spotlight twice each weekday, 9:10 and again at 11:10 a.m. on the Voice of Lake Oconee, Doc 103.9.
Now you can win $200 in free...